the ice chart. And what's the context of the Gemara? The Gemara says that the Gemara is interpreting the Braisa on Gilam and Beis, that they sefta. And there's one line of the Braisa that says that Vishas Hasakonam, if the couple does not want to get married on Wednesday, that's the Russian. So then, Leimichu biyodim chachamim. Nogu laom lechnos b'shlishi. Leimichu biyodim chachamim. The Gemara says, what was the onus was tibol lehegmim. Why is it called sakana? Because the tznuim were meiser nashim. So why would we not teach the tznuim not to be meiser nefesh? Why wouldn't we teach the tznuim to allow themselves to be nevolos? Because we would say that this would be because since it's ba'ainis, lidrushu la'ainis to shari, that they would not become asuros to their husbands. Right? So the Gemara says, the Tosfos kash is, why would we want to allow the situation of them being niv'olos and telling the mutter their husbands? Why would we want them? Why would we not be concerned that the tsunuos are correct in being mois reis nafshon? Because it's the case of yihorig val yavar. This would be a case where whatever the stakes would be, they would not be too high. So we would say, so when the Gemara says, well, Lidrush and Ashari teach them that they should allow themselves to be violated, and they'll still be mutaris their husbands. Get married on the Wednesday, keep the Tekonos Chazal, be violated, and then live happily ever after with your husband, right? The Gemara says, the Tosfos says, but how could Chazal ever teach them to allow themselves to be violated? It's Yehorig Vel Yavor. Tosfos, in a Tam's Pshad, here's from in a Tam, that Ein Chayom Misa Al Be'ilas Mitzri. The Rachmona Afgrei Lezare. That it would not be Be'ilas Mitzri there is no din of Yehorig Vel Yavor for Be'ilas Mitzri. The Tosfos says that that is contradicted by Esther Prehesi Havoy. That's supported by Esther Fresi Havoy. We never are concerned that Esther is Gilia Royos. We're only concerned that there's some Iser, and that Iser is Berabim, and she should be my service nefesh for not to violate the Iser Berabim. And Bivam says, is Cholik on Rinatam? Vein nearly Bivam. Because the Rivam says that Bias Goy is considered is a Seris Labaila, so therefore the Kasha of Rabbeinu Tam stands. Gemara says Rabbeinu Tosfos says V'yesh Loimar. Right, so we discussed the Machleik, how to understand the Machleik is Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam. Now Tosfos says, but the Rivam, let's explain our sugya. Right? How does Rivam explain our sugya? Once Rivam says that Lagabi this din, Bias Goy is like Bias Yisrael, Tosfos and Sanhedrin explains what the Makaris would be, why we would say that Bias Akum in this case is Bias Yisrael, the different ways to get to that conclusion. The Gemara says, "V'yesh leimar." That the Rivam says, "Yesh leimar." The Hachi Parich, v'lidroishul da'ina shari lefishu ishu ikar ke olam. below of the masa. Can the Rishonim repair it from Seir and Marer? Tosva says that the Gemara is saying, let's tell the Tzenua that she will not be in violation of a law that requires Yorig Val Yavar, because she's Karak Olam, low of the Masa. What's Pshat Karak Olam? That she is not doing any Maisa Veira. It's all being done to her. Where is the source for karka, that karka olam, the woman b'shas bia is karka olam, and therefore it's not being oyer. That's from Esther. Esther karka olam oisa. V'hod lo yipare chosam gili arois. So now Tosfos has to ask Akasha himself, because if that's true, so then when the Gemara says v'hod lo yipare chosam gili arois havia, in other words, again, the Rivam's kasha is, Now that I'm saying that bias goy is bia, and a bias goy is bia ad kereikach, it's a maisi bia ad kereikach, that we should say yoring val yavor. And the only reason why we would say yoring val yavor is because she's karka olam. But if she's not karka olam, she's going into achashver, she's not karka olam. So the Gemara over there says, what was the heter for Esther to be with Achashverosh? It was for Hesia. So Gemara shouldn't say it was for Hesia. Gemara should say it was Gili Arayis. The Pshita lay the Ika Lishnuye Karka Olami. Tosha says because the Karka Olam is a Dera Pasha. The Eilu Limsur Atzma. And there's no reason why she shouldn't be. There's no reason why she should be Moiseris Nafsha. Because the idea of Karka Olam, Tosva said that was a Dover Poshut. It was understood that when we said Shvichos Dom Gilei Arayos and Avodah Zara is Yehoreg Val Yavar, that's only when there's a Maisa B'Yadayim. Stam Ritzichos a Maisa B'Yadayim, some of it is Maisa B'Yadayim, and Stam Gilei Arayos is not a Maisa B'Yadayim. So Gemara says, so that's the case. Why would we say that Gili Arayos Yehoreg Val Yavar? Why wouldn't we say there's no Maisa Veira? Should be two halachas are Yehoreg Val Yavar, not three halachas. Avol inin chil Hashem lo hayenira lo yishayel tam dekra dekarka oilam. Gemara says because the Gemara understood that when it comes to Chil Hashem, what's Pshat Chil Hashem? In this case, that a person is allowing a certain Aveira to happen and not being Moiser Nefesh for that Aveira. Kedroch was Keveya. That there are certain Aveiras that if a person is not Moisei Nefesh for, in addition to doing the Aveira, was Mechal Hashem Shemayim. Reuven does Ritzicha, and Shimon, under the threat of Reuven losing his life, so in addition to Reuven doing Ritzicha, so Reuven is Mechal Hashem Shemayim. If a person gets involved in Avodah Zarah, even under threat of losing one's life, Sechil Hashem. So Taisa says, that's how the Gemara understood the three Averis Chamuris. The three Averis Chamuris means, in addition to the Avera, there's a Chil Hashem involved. So Taisa said, Legabe, if a woman is forced into Gili Arayos, so legabe the iser with respect to the iser of arayos, she's not doing a masa. But with respect to allowing herself to be violated, that's the chil Hashem. That's what was a happy man. So the Gemara concludes over there and says ve'ester b'ferhesihai. The Gemara does not say Esther Gili Arayos, because the Gemara is focused on the Chil Hashem aspect of the Avera. In other words, Tosfos is saying even a step further. This line in Tosfos is saying that when it comes to Shichus Damim and Gili Arayos and Avodah Zarah, so it's the reason why a person is Yehori Val Yava when it comes to Shichus Damim is because as the Gemara says, why should he not be Yehori Val Yava? Someone has to die, so why should he choose who's going to die? When it comes to Avodah Zarah, so he has to give his life because that's part of Ahavas Hashem, to be Moisei Nefesh. It's the din of Ahavas Nefesh. When it comes to Gilei Arayos, so we learn Gilei Arayos from Shichus Damim, that Shichus Damim is in the same category. That Gilei Arayos is the same category as Shichus Damim. So Tosfos says, L'gabe the Aveira Chamura, what I said before is incorrect. So L'gabe the Aveira Chamura, so we have three different sources that teach us that in this case we don't say Yorval Yavar. Some of the Achronim say in this case it's that there is no license to live through the Avera, so to speak. But now the Gemara says that Lagabe Gili Arroyos, according to Tosfos, Lagabe Gili Arroyos, if she is a Karka Olam, she's not doing a vice avera bechlal, so she doesn't lose her license to live. She's totally, an avera is being done to her. She is the object of the avera, not a vice avera. Good, but now there's another then. That if a person does an avera publicly, even if it's under force, that's bechal Hashem Shemayim, either that I'm willing to do an avera publicly, or that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs are not being maintained, so a person has to maintain the mitzvah even if it means losing one's life. So when it comes to, so here the Gemara raises the question, the Gemara says, when it comes to an Aveira, and I'm going to be the object of the death, I will be totally non-actionable, so then Gemara says, in this case, could you say that that's a Chil Hashem, or am I participating in a Chil Hashem? So the Gemara says that the pshitle the ikal lishnuyin karka olam ve'elulim saratzma avalin chil Hashem. But when it comes to doing an aveira publicly, but hayinira lo shayel atam de karka olam, and Esther should not allow herself even to be a karka olam, even under the threat of losing your life. Then when it comes to Karka Olam, when it comes to Gilei Royos, the Ferhesia, then the fact that there's no Maisa being done, that means that there's no Chil Hashem being done as well. Good? And then the Gemara finishes off with the air. That's the Tosfos. And that's ultimately how Tosfos is learning Pshat in this Gemara. Gemara says, "V'ha'ester perhesi havi." If you have two pshat in the Gemara. According to Rebbeinu Tam, the pshat is there's an iser of, there's no iser of Gilei Arayos, right? It's only an iser of a maaseh there publicly. According to the Rivam, same thing. There's no iser of Gilei Arayos because Karka Olam. But maybe there's an iser of doing a maaseh avera publicly. So Omer Abayim, so now Abayim answers, according to Rebbeinu Tam, nothing to worry about because Eser Karko Elam Hoyisa. So it's not even a Maisa Avera. And according to Rivam, the answer is that of course it's not a Maisa Avera, because Karko Olam. But it's not even the Din of Chil Hashem also requires a Maisa Avera. Rava Omar, Rava says, Hanos Atzman Shaini. Rava says, according to the Rivam, Rava says, and you could be right. According to Rivam, Rava says that Karka Olam alone is not a reason to be lenient in the case of Chil Hashem. But Hanos Asman is a reason to be lenient. Everybody knows that Achashverosh is not interested in causing Esther to Naveh publicly, to be non-compliant to the Rosh. Everyone knows Achashverosh's own Cheshbonah is he just wants to have Anah. Right? So according to the Rivam, the Gemara is saying, of course when it comes to Gili Aroyais, there's no Mice of Eregili, a woman can be Karak Olam, there's no Mice of Erebachlal. I mean, she can choose. She can be active and there's a Mice of Ere, she can be inactive, no Mice of Ere. Right? What about the Gav Echil Hashem? If a woman is totally inactive, allows herself to be violated, is that a Echil Hashem? Is it a Mice of Ere that's done publicly? So Abaya says, no, there's no Echil Hashem, Karak Olam. And Rava says, Karak Olam might not be a reason to be Mekel in Chil Hashem. But in this case, Hanos Atzman Shayin. Alright? Nafka Mina would be Karak Olam Legabe any other mitzvah where there's no Hanos Atzman. Right? What's the case of Karak Olam and another mitzvah, another Iser? Go ahead.
The case brought inside Hedjan is tying your shoe a certain way, like a goy. So there's no Hanas Atman. The guys, when he tells you to tie your shoe in public in front of people, like a goy, right, tie your shoe, wouldn't be a Hanas Atman.
Where's the Karka Olam there?
And so he's tying it for you. And you're just. So you're walking around with your shoe tied like that.
The case of the Ritzach with the.
I didn't think about that. Go ahead.
The case of the Ritzach with the Tinuk.
Right, okay. So that's the thing. Easier to think about Sam's situation. But if Reuven says I'm going to push Shimon on top of somebody else, and the impact of being pushed on top of somebody else kills somebody else. All right. So Reuven said, so does Shimon have to fight not being cannon fodder? Shimon's going to be shoved into a cannon and shot off like a cannonball. And the impact's going to kill. So that is Karka Olam. And there's no Asasma. So according to Abaya, we follow the Rivam's Pshat. There's no less Mandapolik than the Isir Etzicha. But is there Isir Vichil Hashem? So according to Abaya, Esther Karka Olam Hoysa, there's no Isur Chil Hashem as well. And according to Rava, that in of itself is not a reason to make him Chil Hashem. Depends on Noah's Asma. If the guy is doing it because this is how he benefits, or some other situation where he's not getting Hanna. Right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is asking about the Maisa Aveiram. The Gemara is asking about Chil Hashem as well. But it sounds like from Rabbeinu Tam that irrespective of whether it's the Maisa Aveiram or whether it is, in this case, not in the Aroyos. So it sounds like from Rabbeinu Tam that Lu Yitzuyer, it would be Gili Aroyos. So Abaye and Rava would have the same machlokas. And according to Rivam, the machlokas is zeroed into machlokas in Chil Hashem. Yeah, Yoni?
I think in Sam's case, it's a little different because maybe the fact that you're walking around with the
shoe right,
isn't
protecting right.
myself, or right, the fact that you could undo it.
Right, this is what I'm going to have to tell you, right, I'm not sure. Correct.
I'm saying because the case of Ritzicha, it could be a case of Hanas Atman. I mean, it's probably not a
yeah.
case of, and Hanas Atman for Hesed is not, it's not a din of Harbal Yahor.
Correct.
So, meaning that you wouldn't, there'd be no din, there'd be no Iser.
In other words, let's say, let's say the guy is being pursued by a certain Jew. So he uses Reuven to kill that Jew. So it's Lanos Atzma. Right? So that would be a case where that would be Machleik is Reuven Abaye. Right? So a yotze mikol zeh, it's easier for a moment just to focus on the rivam. A yotze mikol zeh is that when it comes to the din of chil Hashem, some machlekes Rabban Abaye. Does an individual have to give up their life in order not to be used to do a ma'isa avera b'farhesia? Right? If a Jew is going to be stuffed into a cannon and thrown and catapulted out, if a Jew is going to be used to kill somebody by impact, so that's karka olam. So do we say that he has to be ma'isa nefesh in order not to be used to kill somebody else? Right, he can't be called a zinga ma'aser v'tzicha. He won't be chayav misa for it. But is v'chil Hashem involved? That he's involved in the v'tzicha of another Jew. Right? We could go a step further and say that this machlokas formulates for us this particular din of chil Hashem. Is Kadosh Baruch Hu's name violated? Kadosh Baruch Hu's name cheapened when a Jew is not willing to give up his life to do a ma'aseh aveira? Or is Kadosh Baruch Hu's name cheapened when a Jew is not willing to give his life to be part of a ma'aseh aveira, even if he's not doing the ma'aseh aveira? Similarly, a Abaye may say Hanas Atzman is not a reason to be mechalek. Doesn't matter what the specific motive is of this particular guy. So it's lechayr, it's a machleik, it's going to buy. Good. So lechayr, how would we paskin based on our tosfos? Based on the tosfos in Ksuvos Gimel Amud Beis. That you mean to say it again?
You have to live your life like Rava.
Why like a Rava? But we're here the Gemara is explaining Esther. Right? Gemara is saying, according to Rivam, right? Our Gemara says, V'ein ner l'Rivam. Rivam doesn't accept the idea that a chashish being a goy was part of the equation, right? So how do we explain the question of Esther again? Over the line of Yeshua, the Yeshleima, in the Rivam. Yeshloimah. And the question now is, in our sugya, halacha lemaaseh, what should Chazal do? Person wants to get married on Tuesday, not on Wednesday. What should Chazal do? Should they say, sorry, then they're Rabbanan? Or should they tell, I shall say, but she's going to end up being violated with the Hegemon? So the Chacham should say, should the Chacham say, all right, I will come on Tuesday. Or lemichu yadam. Or should they say, no, there's Chazal. I should be violated. No. Karko elam. Right? The lidr shludain ashari. The fish ishi karko elam. So everyone limp shot. Maybe the Hegemon wasn't doing it l'hanos asman. But halacha lemaisa, Tosa accepts the idea of karka olam. How does Tosa shot in Sanhedrin? Maybe Rabbi Abaye Maskevin. You only say what you mean. Someone is not Yalka Gam. She should pass like Rava. I said, not sure what to do with that. Maybe Tosa holds. It would be reasonable to say in Tosa shot that in this case Rabbi Maskevin. Maybe they hold that they're not being chalik the way I presented it. But you see from this presentation in Tosfos, the Tosfos doesn't say, what's the big problem? The Hegmei did l'hanos atzmai. Right? So when it comes on halacha lemaaseh, a person would be comfortable paskening karka olam, both legabe the din gidei royis, as well as legabe din chil Hashem. Right? The person had to write shulchan aruch hilchas kiddush Hashem. So you have to list this different situation that a person has to be moisei nefesh, shas hashman, beferhesia, and the shlosh v'necham verse. Then halacha, that's halacha aleph, beis and gimel. Halacha dalet is b'med dvar mamurim, right? Kishos ha'masa, b'tzicha. Kishos ha'masa, prat, if he's oisa, mais, but if he's only a karka olam, no, so then the person need not be moisei nefesh. Right? L'char, you say, Yoni would have a big footnote. That's what's going on over here. You say, but what's going on? Hey, Chetesa, we pass like a Abaye, not like Rava. All right? So you have to say, either he'd say, have a good teretz. I would say, I am Tesa, choose going with base. Shekein Hel Ladina, Maisa Rav. Right? Good? And then again, if we were doing this sugya in Sanhedrin, Mitzvah Shem, maybe next year, so we'll discuss how will Tosfos learn pshat in the sugya? Is it a machlokes, Abai Rava? But now we just want to finish up this Tosfos. Good. So came in the Osel Yonon to learn the Rav Chaim, so I didn't want to let the opportunity go by. This is the famous Rav Chaim for numerous reasons. One, because it's the first one in the Sefer. Number two is because of the entry level is easier than other Rav Chaim's. You know, if you have to learn Rav Chaim Zman Megidin, you have to learn Megidin, right? So you have to learn Rav Chaim and Dershon Eskavin, so you have to learn Shabbos. So here, this is the entry level is a little easier. So the Rav Chaim quotes Frank Rav Chaim very often quotes the entire passage of the Rambam. Mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem ha'gadol hazeh shenemar v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael u'musorin shulachal shenem leisachalu Hashem kodshi. Ketzan, how is one going to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem and not be mevatel? And not be over the law. Kesheyam oydevet kechov miyen oisis Yisrael la'avor alachas mikol mitzvah moris v'torah oy yargeno haloch is yavor hu yavor v'al yihorbeg shenemar v'mitzvahs asheyas oisom odom v'chai bohem v'chai bohem v'loy shiyomus bohem v'meis v'loy ovar harvezim is chaye v'navshoy. Bamed var mamurim b'shor mitzvus. Chutz mi'avodes kechovim megilah rosh shvichus domim. Abol sholoi shavei reis elu im yoimar loy avor alachas mehen oy tehoreg. Yehoreg vol yavor. Many Meforshei Rambam point out that the Rambam holds that Ya'avor v'al Yehoreg is also a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Otherwise, the Rambam would not include it in Halach Aleph. He certainly wouldn't separate Halach Aleph and Halach Beis. Right? So it sounds like that the Rambam is saying there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in V'chai Bahem. And that's supported by other places in the Rambam as well. So here the Rambam then goes on to say, but Halacha Beis of Chil Hashem is in the Sholosh Averis Chamuris. Bamed Var Mamurim Bizman Sha'ovit Yechov Miskavin Lano Asatzmoi Kegoin Sha'ontu Livnos Lo Beis of Bishabbos Levashul Tavshiloi I on us isha lumboya loki yoitse bozem. I believe in the scavin la virela mitzvahs bilvan. If ho you may never may not smoy. Ain't shall not serve me Israel, you have a valley orig. If on say la vir va serve Israel, yori val yavar. Va filu lay the scavin la vir el al mitzvahs mishar, mitzvahs bilvan. Right? So Rambam says, what's the first two aspects of it? Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dal, Halacha Aleph is v'chayve. Halacha Beis is the Shosh Averis Chamuras. Halacha Gimel is Kol Aver Befreshya. However, that's only when the Goy is not being miskavin la Noas Atzmoy. But if he's miskavin la Noas Atzmoy, so then that's. There's no requirement to give up one's life. Reb Chaim says, Minolon Svarazu, sorry. Who by Suya Sanhedrin, the Ayin Dalid, quotes the entire Suya, Vesma Pesi Have, and then concludes Vitirtsu. Sorry, Abraham and Noz Asman Shine, Uba Taisus from Hikshu. The tape played the Esther Bechlal Arroyas Havoy, Kuvur Megillat after Zion, Kasher Valatin Beis Abba, Kachavatin Mimcha, Vitirtsu the Imushim Arroyas, Kuli Alma Sovale de Mahani Tam in the Karko Elam, Leinid Le Machaival, Limser Atsun Mishim Arroyas, are what we call the Rivam. So Chaim quotes the Rivam.
Maybe it's in the links on the Rambam.
Right, the Hubisugir, Ubatosvis sham hikshu the tape glay the ester bechlal everybody is having. Right, so far so good. That's Rivam Shita. The Motzi Omer Adrava, my Chosis, the Doma de Chavroi, Sumik Tvei. Dilma Doma de Di, Sumik Tvei, came with the Ovid Maise. Right? What's the Rivam's Hezra Dover? Rivam says Poshut. Because the Halach of Yehorig Val Yavar, when it comes to Yilei Arroyis, is learned from Ritzicha. Ritzicha is a Svara. Ritzicha, what's a Svara? The value of life of two people is shokel. My chos is the somik dumach tvei. So if you're asking Reuven to do a maise vitzicha, Reuven should turn around and say, Reuven Shimon, how can I murder Shimon? So I'll lose my life. But if the guy is going to push Reuven, Reuven's the cannon fodder. Reuven is the object, and Reuven is going to kill Shimon. So why should Reuven hold on? Why should Reuven push back on the guy? Why should Reuven allow himself to be killed? He should say, "I'm doing nothing." It's called Shev Al Tasa. So now, if in Ritzicha we say Shev Al Tasa because of the Svara, so now we translate that into Gilei Arroyos and say the same thing. Right? Gilei Arroyos is not a question of L'chaira of two lives being weighed in each other. The Gemara, the Torah makes a Gzeres HaKosov that just like the Din of Chil Hashem when it comes to Ritzicha, there's a Din of Chil Hashem when it comes to Gilei Arroyos. All right, so we know that Gilei Arroyos is one of the Averis HaChamuris. That a person is mimoyis and nefesh not to do Gilei Arroyos. Says the Rivam, Pshatin Abaya, but when it comes to Gilei Shichus Domim, a person has to be mimoyis and nefesh not to actively do a Maiser Ritzicha. But there is no reason that a person should be mimoyis and nefesh in order not to be used to kill somebody else, because the same svara which makes me push back and allow myself to be killed, because why should I do a maaser v'tzicha to kill somebody else's life? Who says his life is more valuable than my life? The same svara should not allow me to allow myself to be cannon fodder, because then I should tell the guy, why is that person's life more valuable than mine? Why is my life less valuable? So then the Jew should not be should allow himself b'sheva al tasa to say, you know what you want to do, right? So now when we transfer that din to Gilei Arroyos, so there's no basis why we should say that a person cannot allow themselves to have Gilei Arroyos done to them. That would be the Perish HaRivam. Comes from Chaim and says, but this halach is missing in Rambam. The Rambam, the so assembly is ki klalach kaka oilom, mash min chaylek al zeh. Sounds like the Rambam is chaylek on Tosfos. Right? In other words, Tosfos will learn that Karka Olam was a universal halacha legabe Gilei Arroyos, and apparently he learned it was halacha lemaisa either because he held that there was no machlekes Rav and Abaye, they both were maskim, or because he held we possibly could buy whatever have you in pshat. But Tosha said that's pshat in Ksuvah's base and base, the Gimel and base. So the seems to be machlekes halacha lemaaseh between the Rambam and Tosha. So it's really the whole gabne. Rabbi Chaim says that this is the machlekes you'll find in the back of the head of the Balamor of Melchomes. Ayin Shom, the Svirulei, the Esther, Lehavi Arroyos, Kalal. Was there an aspect of Arroyos and Esther altogether? Dach Sugya, Svirulei, the Isa Penuya. That it could be that you can draw no conclusion at all from this sugya in Sanhedrin to our discussion right now. Right? In other words, we framed it as a revamped machlekes Rav and Abaye. Reb Chaim says, but if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, then we get no instruction as to what the halach is lagave gili arroyos. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Esther Professor Havi means that no comment on whether karka olam is a ptur in gili arroyos. Karka olam is a ptur lagave doing a maisa avei professia. But what about Gili Arroyos? Kodesh Minu Tam, Gili Arroyos is off the table because they're goy. According to another Mahalach, Gili Arroyos is off the table because we're going according to the position that Esther was single, the Pnuya. So whereas according to the Rivam said that Gilead Royce is off the table because the Gabi Gilead Royce is Karka Olam. There is no Achrech to say that Svara, according to Rabbeinu Tam and according to the Mahalach, that Esther was a Pnuya. So there's no Achrech for the Rambam to say that Karka Olam is a Ptur in the Parish of Gilead Royce or a Ptur in the Parish of Chil Hashem. So Rabbi Chaim says you shouldn't be surprised that the Ram does not record the din of Karkoil. Val Korchacha or Val Kane. Let's see what they say. I'm not sure. Okay. Val Korcha Zeo Shesosam Rambam the Baroyois Mia Bechol Gavne Tehargo Adavar. Good. So right now, what is Rav Chaim done for us so far? He simply told us how the Rambam would lumshat in sugya. Right? He's medayik in Rambam that the Rambam is missing halacha that Ratam would record. That's number one. Number two is that the Rav Chaim says and the fact that I noticed the hashmot of the Rambam, I noticed something missing in the Rambam. So it's not like I'm being machadish a huge chiddush that you have to question whether it's whether in fact it's a hashmot or not. No, he says this is one of the options that comes out of learning the sugya. When you learn the sugya and you organize your options, you have an option to paskin karkolam, not to paskin karkolam. It may or may not be in the sugya. According to Rabbeinu Tam, and according to the one that holds that Shifnuyas, it's not part of the Gilei Royas Sugya. According to Rivam, it was a Devar Posh in the Gilei Royas Sugya. So you have these options. So when Rav Chaim simply says Gilei Royas is not Machalik between Kark Olam or not, he didn't say it's a little bit sharper. And is Machalik between Hanoas Asman? So in Mela, we learn that the Rambam intentionally dropped the Karka Olam Heter, and Rambam is not whole. The Karka Olam would be a reason for a person not to push back on the goy and allow herself to be killed. The fact that she could be karka olam, the lidrish lohu, should Chazal tell her, get married on Wednesday, just be karka olam, right? The Rivam would say, of course you should do that. Benotam, no, it's a goy. Don't get involved in a parsha, right? But according to Rambam, that would not be good instructions. Bechlal, tell her to be karka olam. She still has to be my seris nafsha, right? Elud tzarechiyin. Have tosu chichu may write seyach. But now, so what bothers Reb Chaim is the Tosa that had a powerful svar. Tosa says, now we know the Rambam Paskins. We have a Kashan Rambam. What's a Kashan Rambam? The Lechor Tosa is correct. That when it comes to Ritzicha, Shev Al Tasa, and Yimuchuyim Lutzer Atzmai. V'lo Mepotu V'chogam Neiteru Gotavu. He had a very powerful svara. The whole yisod of being moiser nefesh for Ritzicha is my chozis. Right? So if the whole yisod is my chozis, so then Tosfos's halacha is correct. What bothers Reb Chaim is not how Reb Chaim comes to a certain conclusion. And what certainly doesn't bother Reb Chaim is how to organize the makoros. That's easy. Bothers of Chaim is that Tais had a very powerful svara. That the conclusion Tais comes to is a simple ramification of the svara of the Gemara. Why is Pikuach Nefesh not Doiche Ritzicha? Why is Vachaibem not allowing a person? Vachaibem allows a person to be mevatel every mitzvah. Vachaibem allows a person to eat treif. So why is Mechayim allowing a person to do a Maisa Ritzicha? A Maisa Chila Tarfus Mechayim is Matir. Why not Pikuach Nef? Why not Ritzicha? Because my Chozis. So it says Reb Chaim, Tosfos is 100% correct. So my Chozis means, I don't know whose life is more important, Shev Al Tasa. I'm not going to, Reuven can't kill Shimon. But by the same token, if the Goy wants his Reuven to kill Shimon by impact, so how can Reuven start running away and allow Shimon to kill him for non-compliance? That's Eishlus Kasha. It should be halacha. In other words, halacha lemaisa. If the guy is wants the Shavra Uvein on top of Shimon to kill Shimon by impact. And if he runs away, Reuven will get shot. Should he run away or not? The Tosfos would say, don't run away. My chazis. So what's the basis for the Rambam to pass? And he should run away. That's what Chaim's kasha. Yesh leimar, kevan devirutzicha. So Chaim is two tevirutzim. V'yesh leimar v'kevan devirutzicha gufam. Hod decholok shevel tasa mimasa v'yadayim halo ein zem yishum choymer demasa v'yadayim. V'akevan d'shin nefosh kulis hein al korcho tzorch liya shevel tasa. V'dina kishnei v'tzicha yishen d'ichoy zeze. V'dina v'shevel tasa. V'al kein le'shach zoiz baroyo. The name is Vikoch Nev, Vishoku Kairoyes. Look, what's Reb Chaim's Chiddush? What's Teretz number one? Look, Arthur, you say.
That my Baratzeh is the factor that the Dinah Falsh is a school, so mainly you have to do Sheva Al Tasa, because if you say kill me, then you're responsible for having killed you, and if you kill the other person, then you killed him. Mela, you can't do anything if you shave al tasa.
Oh, so then? So. But he's not thinking it might be a diet.
Right. So, therefore, right, exactly. So that's why in Shay Bal Tasa. That's why you're not a Rotsayach when you don't do a via diet.
Okay.
But by Arayos.
But would the Rambam accept that? That's Tosa Shita. Would the Rambam make in the first Eretz? Does the Rambam accept that? Tzorach li yeshev al ta'asa. The dino ki shnei ritzicha shein doicha zo a zo. The dino yeshev al ta'asa. We said Arthur's correct. This is one Nakuda. We said it's correct. Maybe we should let you finish. Can I finish up?
No. Okay. I was just going to say it's different for Arias because my Arias is not that factor. So the question is maybe your death is worth less than being over on Arias and you should be killed. If you're at Zika, you can't do anything. You're frozen.
What freezes into a Shevel Tais Lagave Yitzicha?
That you don't know whose blood is worth more. Meaning, any case of onus and Ritzicha, you have to do a Shevel Taisa. Whether he wants you to do it Maisi Adayim, whether he wants you to do it inactively, you have to do Shevel Taisa.
Good, correct. Good, Yoni?
I think the same thing, just in different words. I mean, there's a Svara by Ritzicha of my Chazis, which forces us to say Shevel Tasa no matter what. It's not Shaykh Lagavi Arayis. So what do we learn from Ritzicha? We only learn the fact that it's not Nidcha in Pikuach Nefesh.
So you're both saying the same thing, but there's one other Nekudah Chaim, just elaborate on.
So the Rambam will hold. That's why the Rambam, according to this answer, the Rambam will be masking the Tosos by Ritzicha, but not by Arayis. Because by Ritzicha, the Rambam will be masking that my Chazis teaches us that you always have to be
v'shev al tasa. In other words, so just up there, the shev al tasa in Ritzicha is not because passive is better than aggressive. That's the nekuda. All right? That the way that we construct in our minds, that because of the svara of my chozis, so therefore, passive is not as bad as aggressive, right? Therefore, a ma'isa b'yadayim is worse than a ma'isa b'meila. Rambam says, "No, that's incorrect. You connect the dots incorrectly." The halacha is that when it comes to ritzicha, there's one driving force, and that is two lives are shokel. The fact that two lives are shokel, so Arthur said, you're frozen. Your shevel tas says you're frozen. You can have a shevel tasa for one of two reasons. You can have a shevel tasa because tasa is not allowed. And since tasa is not allowed, there'd have to be a shev. Or you can have a shevel tasa because you're frozen. So when we first approached the sugya, so we were saying, you know why you're a shevel tasa? Because you can't do a ma'aseh ritzicha. Can't do a ma'aseh ritzicha because the two lives are of equal value. But passively, not a problem. Mimela gabi. Gilead Royce, Rambam says, no, wrong. Your logic was incorrect. Your logic was that two lives are equal, therefore I can't do a Maisa Ritzicha. No. Two lives are equal, therefore I am frozen into inactivity. That's it. That logic cannot be transferred to Gilead Royce. As long as you're saying two lives are equal, And therefore, I cannot do a ma'aseh v'tzicha. And a ma'aseh v'tzicha is not doiche v'chaibem. That a shev al taisa of v'tzicha is doiche v'chaibem. I can transfer that logic to gidei royas. And as long as I'm learning gidei royas from v'tzicha, I should transfer all of the svaras. So in Mela, I should transfer the idea that passive Ritzicha is not Doiche Pikuach Nefesh. Passive Gilei Rois is not Doiche Pikuach Nefesh. Then I'm stuck. So why is Satake, Rebbe Chaim says that is a Gavaldic Svara. Why does it show up? Says Rebbe Chaim, wrong. Because what you learn from the Parsha Ritzicha, from the Svara of my Chozes, you do not learn that passive Ritzicha is less chomor than active Ritzicha. Incorrect. You learn that since all lives have equal value, therefore when it comes to Ritzicha, you are frozen into inactivity. You're not frozen to a lom de shavort, I can't do a ma'aseh Ritzicha. It's a lom de shev al tasa. I'm frozen into a practical shev al tasa. Why? Two lives are equal. So Rav Chaim says, I can't translate to Gilei Royas. There's no basis for Karkol in Gilei Royas. It's I. Keva nivritzicha gufa hoda cholok shev al tasa mi mais vidayim halo ein zem mishum choyim reda mas vidayim. It's not because passive is less chomer than aggressive. No, but keva nivritzicha gufa hoda cholok. It's because of the quality of two lives, the equality. Al kein tzach liyeshev al ta'ase. V'dinoi kishnei v'tzichoi, shindoi chazo zo. V'al kein loy shayich zois v'aroyois. So therefore it is a non-transferable part of shichus domim that simply can't be transferred to royois. So therefore the Rambam would conclude the legave ritzicha, we would say that a karka olam is a heter, but the legave gilei royos, karka olam is not a heter. You're right? Again, exactly. Now going backwards, very speculative. Whether Chaim would say this is a machlais between a bayir rava, would be very hard pressed to prove. V'yeish leimar oin. But there's another way to answer the kasha. Again, what's Reb Chaim's kasha? Reb Chaim's kasha is that the svara of Tosfos is a gavaldik svara. That the halacha of Tosfos is a correct halacha. So why didn't it show up in Rambam? That's Reb Chaim's kasha. My chos is to teach me shev al tasa. And therefore, my chos is to teach me shev al tasa legabei gilei arayos. My chazan should teach me that a ma'aseh ritzicha b'yadayim is not deicha pikuach nefesh. A ma'aseh gilei royos b'yadayim is not deicha pikuach nefesh. But a ma'aseh ritzicha b'shev al taisa is not nidcheis b'shem pikuach nefesh. And therefore a ma'aseh gilei royos b'shev al taisa called karkol should not be nidcheis. That's Rav Chaim's kasha. Teretz number one is that we made an incorrect assumption, and that in fact Gilei Arayos b'shev al taisa will not be deicha, will be deicha b'kuach nefesh. Lo yesh loymar v'tina tzurchin b'divrei taisus d'may inyan nar merosu l'mishim v'shlich nosel tina k'vinis noyach. The next chiluk between Gilei Arayos and Shvichas Damim. which Rav Chaim prefers.
He's a weapon.
What do you mean?
He's not a Gilara, she's it's happening to her, but here he's a tool that the Ritzach is using. He's not actually the Ritzach.
Right, so you go ahead. He is not the Ritzach, so what?
So for that's a Shival Tyson.
Okay.
But you can't say that by her.
Why not? Shival Tyson both. No, why
she's
not?
She's over an Isser.
So why is she being over an Isser if she's a karko, if she's living in Maisa? Right? Why did Rav Chaim say that she'd be over an Isser living in Maisa? Mikol mokem, masha'ein kein v'en arosa, afle ko'obda Maisa. Mikol mokem, imeris agili aroya. It's pulled for a cave from the Rivam. Ram says the reports are not over. Well, lucky shopper didn't know he's going to go to Avor. Do we say Sam? Kiwi? In other words, you say that Rav and Abaye would be arguing about the what is the Maisa Ver Gilei Royas? No, you know what you say?
I thought because Mimon of Shopping, if we don't pass in Karka Olam, then it's understandable why you can still do your eyes Bashiv Al Tasa. And if we do pass in Karka Olam, the Rivam, he was only saying that the Gabi Chil Hashem. Karka Olam doesn't solve the issue of Gabi Arayas.
Good.
So it seems like Rav Chaim's question is assuming that Ritzicha is defined by a Maisa as opposed to Gilei Arayas as being involved in the Maisa as opposed to doing.
Correct. Right. Josh, go ahead.
I want to say that in the case of Ritzicha, since it's not a normal case of Ritzicha, that's not quote unquote Maisa Ritzicha, a normal case of Ritzicha where someone usually takes a gun and shoots a person, shoots a person.
Right.
Here, when in the case of Gilei Arayas, even though she's not called him, it seems like every day.
Good. Okay, in other words, that he's saying that the standard Maisa of Gilei Arayas could involve Karkolim. Whereas the standard Maisa Ritzicha is a Maisa Ritzicha. So apparently what the Rav Chaim is saying Chaim is saying once again that when it comes to Ritzicha, so we would accept the din that that if a human being is used as cannon fodder to be Eitz Ve'Even, that he is not the Ritzayach. But Lagabe Ritzicha, so the Maisa Ritzicha. It's very well defined. That's what Josh was saying, as being a Maisa B'Yadayim. But Lagabe Gilei Arayos, Lagabe Ritzicha, there is a murderer. The murdered is not part of the Maisa Veira. It's never defined as a Maisa Veira. Right? But Lagabe Gilei Arayos is always defined as a two-party Iser. That's the nature of Gilei Arayos. V'nichrasu shneihem. So Mimela, what Reb Chaim is saying is that the Gabi Gili Arroyos, the both the less active individual is still part of the Ma'aseh Aveira. Stam Gili Arroyos is going to involve one party who is very aggressive and one party who is to whom the Ma'aseh is being done. The Etzem Ma'aseh Gili Arroyos, you say it a little bit further. The Maisa Aveira of the Niveles is always Niveles. She's always not doing the same Maisa Aveira as the Boyo. The most Niveles could be doing could be seducing the Boyo. The most Niveles could be doing would be not stopping the Boyo from doing a Maisa Vila. So when it comes to Gilei Arroyos, the fact that she is Karka Olam, that is not essentially different enough from the regular Maisa Bia to be saying, Alzele Nemra Torah. Fakert. Alzele Nemra Torah. In other words, when we transfer, the second Mahalach of Rav Chaim is that when we transfer from Shvichos Damim to Gilei Arroyos, so we do transfer the halachas of Shvichos Damim Gilei Arroyos. The only thing is that in Shvichos Damim, there is the Torah never addressed the murdered. Bechlal. So therefore, being anything but an active Reitseach B'maisa B'yadayim, the Torah, L'gabi that, there's also Chayva. Kim's a little bit sharper, which comes later on in the Reb Chaim. When the Torah discusses the situation of the Reitseach and the Nirtzach, the Reitseach and being an Evan L'Reitseach, the Torah says, L'gabi the Reitseach, my Sever is Aser. L'gabi anybody else, there's a din of Hatzolz Nefoshes. But not any, there's a din of trying to vacate oneself so one will save somebody's life. But that's it. But the two are well defined. Unless one's doing a ma'aseh b'tzeiach, one is not a ritzeiach. L'gabei Gilei Arroyos is very, there's an ambiguity. Because the Torah says that both the nichrus u'shneiem. So we know what the ma'aseh b'ilu the boyel. That's well defined. What is the nevelis getting a chiyuv misa for? And in the classic case of Gilei Arroyos, Reuven and Leah have a ma'aseh b'ilu, she's an eshes ish. They do it in front of Edom with Asra. So we know what the Maisa Aveira is of the Boyo. What is the Maisa Aveira of the Nivellas? That she's there? That she's allowing the Boyo to do a Maisa Vila? That she's in the room? That she's not fighting? What's the Maisa Aveira? So whatever the Maisa Aveira is, it's also going to be some shade of a Karka Olam. So, and the Torah said she's Ivan Iser. So Reb Chaim says, Memela, one cannot transfer this Nakuda from Mitzicha to Gilei Arroyos. So again, Reb Chaim's Kasha is a Kasha that's part of our Sugya. Reb Chaim's Torah is not so much part of our Sugya. All right? And maybe depending on Teres 1 and Teres 2. Let's go. Spend two more minutes to finish up Reb Chaim. Just to finish up the part of Reb Chaim. We're not going to be going into the balance of Reb Chaim to examine it. How does Teres 1 and Teres 2 and then to examine how does plates of out in Bamasiya, Daf, and Ches, I think. But the famous Gemara, Bikiva, and Petura. So there's a lot more to be discussed over here. Reb Chaim, how does this relate to the din of Atzolz Nefoshes? So that's when we do this in hand, we'll finish up Reb Chaim. But Lugavi, this Nakuda, I just wanted to, I didn't want to drive by Reb Chaim and not stop for a few moments. So Reb Chaim's kasha, Reb Chaim, first part of Reb Chaim is to point out that the Rambam does not paskin karka oilam. That's number one. Number two is Reb Chaim is full right to leave out karka oilam. Machlekes are going to buy you, maybe. Machlekes are shayim, good. A machlekes if it's karka olam is really part of the sugya. Gilei Rois, Parakatsug of Chil Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, good. Reb Chaim is one kash of Baalism. Baalism is that the Svara, the Legabe Misa, the Svara is a powerful Svara, Maichosis. And therefore, if a person is passively involved in a Maisa Mitzicha, which it makes tremendous sense that he should not be obligated to push back and allow himself to be killed so that he will not be used to kill somebody else. Legabe Ritzicha Karka Olam makes tremendous sense. I mean, should pass him that way. Chaim says that's the case, but we're learning Gidei Rois from Shuchas Damim. So Mele Karka Olam should apply to Gidei Rois. That's his kasha. And that's what Taishas says, is Dover Pasha. Comes from Chaim and says that's not a Dover Pasha. Could be you can learn the halacha. You have to learn the din of Kiddush Hashem L'gabe Gilei Rois. You have to learn it from Mitzicha. That's the Gemara. But does that mean that we? But the Rambam would say so. We learn that a person cannot be actively involved in a Maisa Bia, even if it means giving up his life. But if he's passively involved, this is not that we don't learn from Mitzicha. For one of two reasons. Either because the distinction between passive and aggressive in Mitzicha is unique to Mitzicha. And can't be transferred to Gilei Rois. Why is it unique to Mitzicha? Reason number one. Because the distinction between passive and aggressive in Ritzicha is not the classic distinction of Masa and Masa B'Yadayim and being the object and not doing a Masa. And it does not follow the classic din of Shem Val Tasa Odef. When it comes to Ritzicha, you are frozen into an activity because the two lives are of equal value. It looks like Sheval Taisa. It's not Sheval Taisa. It can be put into writing as Sheval Taisa, but it's not Sheval Taisa. It's called Vaychozis. So that Nakuda cannot be transferred to Gidei Rois. All you can transfer to Gidei Rois is that when he's not Mukhiv to give up one's life, that when he's Mukhiv to give up not to do Gidei Rois. But you cannot say Karkolim is different. You can ask the Sheval Taisa is different. Next to our Reb Chaim says it could be for different reasons. It could be because, and this already affects Nosha, it could be that in Ritzicha you can classically identify the Ritzeach and the Nirtzach. You can classically identify a Maisa V'Yadayim and a non-Maisa V'Yadayim. But when it comes to Gidei Rois, we can't use the classic definitions of Masa. Because the novellas is always a novellas. And she's always going to be, and a novellas will have a chi of misa. So being karka olam in Gilei Rois is not necessarily a p'tur. We can take it a step further. The only p'tur that you have in Gilei Rois is if she shows that she's an anusa. But being passive alone is not a p'tur. Of a Maisa does not make her not being involved in the Maisa of Gilei Rois. Right? So the distinction between Reb Chaim, it's going to be crisp about it, in the first Torah of Reb Chaim is saying Masa and Nasa is Masa and Nasis, active and passive, in Ritzicha is not your classic Maisa and Nasis in Kol Terkula. Second Reb Chaim is that passive aggressive in Bia is not your classic passive aggressive called Terakula. In Reb Chaim's first Teres, he's saying Sheval Taisa is happens to be a look-alike din, but the driving force is that B'nai, that two people's lives are totally shokel. In the second Teres, Reb Chaim is saying it could be in the Ritzicha, you have a classic Masa Nasa difference, but when it comes to the Aroyos, you don't have a classic Masa Nasa. And therefore, Reb Chaim says that that's where the transfer between Gidei Rosh and Chilstamim breaks down in the parsha of Chil Hashem. Good. So tomorrow we'll go back to Beis and Beis, the sugya of Oynes Begit.